Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You've got a final of 165 as well.
Yeah, 150, yeah. I got a final. Let's see here. I'm writing it down here for you. 125. Utiloven from River Ridge, Cassville beats Bird from New Lisbon, and a fall in 1 minute and 25 seconds for fifth place, Phil.
All right. Thank you. Got to fill them in our programs.
Yeah, I am as I go.
Best we can. Appreciate that. So the down position is McDonough of Ithaca Weston. Stands up and tries to get out of there. Works his way around. Trying to sit out now. Being held at bay and now grabs the neck of his opponent, Webster, and there will be some reversal points. So the reversal makes it a 5-4 contest. McDonough back into it within one with a minute 20 remaining. Again, we're in the third period of this match. Close to going out of bounds. Right along the wall here on mat number three.
I believe you're all caught up, young man.
And Royal. All right. Standing up is, and there's a stalling warning on McDonough, I believe. McDonough grabs the near side. Hey, he's going to grab the left leg, tries to trip his opponent as they stand up. And now looks like a reversal. Check that, a takedown. That was a takedown for the wrestler from DeSoto, so that adds to his lead. And he's looking for more. He steps in, grabs the near arm of McDonough, very close to scoring a pin, and Webster does. Lakota Webster with a 5-minute, 23-second fall. And the pins add to the total as well. That will help DeSoto in the long run. Reno a champion. Murray runner-up. Webster third. And McDonough fourth at 175 pounds.
We got a big one coming up right here. The 190-pounder.
Caden Coleman. Ithaca Weston coming out.
29-12 on the year. Taking on Colden, Keegan Colden from DeSoto. This should be a good one.
Colden is just a sophomore, and Coleman is a senior.
Good luck deciphering those names.
We'll call them by their first names. We'll say Keegan and Caden, although that's fairly close too, actually. So the boys warming up, getting ready. We're going to see a fifth-place bout. I don't see wrestlers out for the third-place bout. Okay, here they come. So we'll see them as well. That'll be Sam Wiedemeyer of Brookwood, and he'll be taking on his opponent, Samson Degner of Royal, for the third-place bout. We'll have another Ithaca Weston man on the mat.
I will watch that one, Phil.
Thank you. That'll be Reed Wabshaw, a freshman for Ithaca Weston. And he'll be taking on his opponent, Cashton's Jack Christensen, for the fifth-place bout. We'll keep an eye on Colden and Coleman. Coleman shoots in, grabs the right now, grabs the leg, and both wrestlers spin out of bounds. And the DeSoto wrestler comes up a little bit lame as they roll out of bounds there. And I think the trainer is coming out. He kind of landed awkwardly.
Kind of landed weird.
Yeah, as they broke apart. So they're going to check on that. They've got a good trainer here.
Yeah, Christensen won and down on the fifth place mat already on a fall.
10 seconds,
yes,
is what the clock says.
Yes.
All right. So Wabshaw of Ithaca Weston loses in that match. And the Cashton wrestler, Jack Christensen, takes fifth place here at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. Hopefully the DeSoto wrestler is able to continue here. Coaches Kelly and Clary going over some fine points with Coleman during this delay. And the fifth-place bout is set to go. Some of the fans starting to head to the exits from around us.
They are.
Are they the Peck Argyle fans, yeah. I think?
Looks like a Razorback Arkansas football game.
They're leaving early. Well, I imagine all their wrestlers are completed for the day.
Yeah, I think they are.
They have some good ones.
They do.
Weights.
They do.
But I don't know if they have a wrestler, at least not still going anyway, the upper weights.
So looks like this young man from DeSoto has a hard time walking.
Yeah, when they broke apart, they kind of stopped out of bounds, and Caden Coleman was able to kind of stop his momentum, and the DeSoto wrestler kind of fell awkwardly, may have twisted a knee. I think they're looking at it.
And I hope he's okay just for next week as well.
So. Right. That's the big thing. So at this point, unable to put a lot of weight onto it. So they'll lead him back to the mat.
I think he's done.
So that
Ithaca's
means
he's going to get the win.
Ithaca will get the win.
Now, is that considered a tech fall in or injury?
No, it's just an injury default. So it would be the normal amount of points that you get in a championship bout. That'll be a win for Caden Coleman. He's got 30 wins now on the year.
Yes,
not bad
does.
For a senior season.
That's a good senior season, though. You know,
that's really good.
Yes.
His brother, a graduate of June's daycare, Alex Toussaint, we'll be calling his name probably next year or so.
Okay. But I will tell you this. He is a strapping young man.
Yes, he is. Alex is, too. Looks like the third place bout is ended.
And Royal.
Championship is Royal, or the third place bout is Royal. Degner gets the win by pin. So congratulations to Samson Degner, 190 pounds. He is the third place finisher, following Caden Coleman, Keegan Colden, and Jack Christensen of Cashton is the fifth place finisher.
Soto has inched up in point standing still, 193 to 180 now over Royal.
Wow. All right. Good stuff. So back to the mats, 215 pounds coming up here soon. It's going to be Ryan McClack of Hillsboro in the championship against Justin Obert of DeSoto. We'll see Trenton Fry of Royal, and we'll see Ashton Krubel of River Ridge Cassville for third place. So two matches here at 215 pounds. Looked like the snow had stopped.
It looked like it did.
At least when we were out.
And now it'll just be ice on the way home.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's a good thing you're driving.
Be careful while I sleep, okay?
Oh,
do that.
Apparently I'm driving.
Yeah, got to get rested up to sweat to the oldies today.
What about me? I have to dance and stuff.
I know, but I got to be actually coherent. You don't have to be coherent.
You can't be coherent if you watch me dance.
That's right. It'll have a mesmerizing effect. That's right.
I don't know why. There's the fifth place guys. We're just running a little late.
A little bit of a delay on that one. I'm not sure why, but they are both standing off on the sidelines. It will begin in a moment. Championship bout is underway. McClank, 27-6 coming into the championship bout, and Obert is 32-9. A couple of Scenic Bluffs Conference teams going head-to-head here. Obert, Bridge and Valley.
Now, Obert was returning runner-up from last year, so from DeSoto.
Try to better his way this year. Again, one more weight class to go here at Scenic Ridge and Rivers, and then it'll all be over with except rolling up the mat tape.
And our microphone tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done a nice job. I'll have to really work on getting the tape off this year. And that match down there is over.
Third place out.
Was that
minute 14?
Fry.
It's Royal getting the win for the third place spot. Trenton Fry, Royal, third place here at 215 pounds. So that leaves us the championship bout, which is underway. Had a little delay there for a moment, but scoreless. They remain on their feet here. McCoy and Obert dueling it out here on the center mat, Royal Panther mat. No points. Both boys wrestling kind of cautiously here in this one. Kind of getting it going.
No score.
They break apart. We're down to 14 seconds remaining in the first period. They remain on their feet almost the entire time.
I have not seen them hit the mat.
No. And don't think they will here. Towel person is out. One period is in. Scoreless here at 215 pounds. And again, next year, it sounds like maybe some changes for wrestling. And I just kind of caught bits and pieces of it. But if they wrestle a conference bout such as this, It'll probably be sometime, maybe the second or last week of January.
Okay.
And it'll give them a break. And then the plan is to wrestle regionals first week of February. Then teams would wrestle the next week.
Okay.
And then the individual sectionals would wrestle. And then the states would be, it'd be a tournament every week in February. So we'll see. I know the coaches are going to vote on that at the sectional level.
It sounds like it's going to pass.
I think so.
That's a lot of wrestling though, and if you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to win a state championship with a kid or
I think they're trying to put more emphasis on the teams, which team stuff is really exciting. If you've got that many wrestlers,
exactly, yep,
that's really exciting, and I think that's part of it. But then incorporating the girls, so.
Are they trying to, get more people involved in this? I mean, putting more emphasis on the team.
I think. Just more for the fans,
okay.
I believe, just to kind of make it more of a marquee event, I guess.
Right.
Second period underway. We've got 2-0 lead, it looks like, for McCoy. And he is on his feet right now against Justin Obert. Obert trying to maintain his balance there as he is pushed by McCoy a little bit. They're back to the center of the mat. A lot of leverage back and forth. One of those where... Something's got to give here.
Something's got to give.
Kind of a match. A couple of guys pretty strong in the upper body. But McCoy for the Hillsboro Tigers has had a great run of his career. He's only a junior. Seems like we've called his name for a long time.
Right.
He's been a part of the varsity there at Hillsboro those years. 42 seconds remaining in the period. They remain on their feet. Now shooting in for a single leg, McCoy comes up empty and then able to quickly get back on his heels and get out of there before Obert is able to accomplish anything. Big match for DeSoto here as well.
It is. It can actually push them farther in the team standings.
Help their cause with one weight class to go, and they've got a man in the finals there. Royal has a man in the third place bout at the next weight class. McCoy shooting in, 10 seconds remaining in the period. And no, nothing doing there. They're going to break apart right on the edge of the mat, and that'll do it for two periods of wrestling. Whistle sounds, and they'll go back to the center of the mat for the third period. Girls wrestling last night in the conference, right?
Yep.
Southwest Conference, SWAL, Scenic Ridge and Rivers. And Kickable Lafarge had a really good showing.
Yes, they did. Yes,
they were up there at the top, a 94.5 point total. Lancaster's 90, Prairie du Chien 85, middle point 84.5, and Richland Center was fifth at 81 of the 20 teams. Congratulations, Kickable Lafarge.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Third period is underway, and letting him go is a 2-1 match now as they break apart. And we're going to see this one go right down to the wire, right down to the stretches here with Ryan McCoy and Justin Obert battling it out. A one-point match in the third period at 215 pounds. Shooting in for a single leg. Oh, it's going to be Obert. He's almost successful in tripping McCoy up, trying to take him down, trying in the worst way here. And he comes in a little bit low, and McCoy kicks around, and he's going to score the point. So McCoy adds to the lead. He's up to a 4-2 advantage now. McCoy against Obert with 56 seconds remaining in the third period. Down to the wire here. McCoy trying to win it at 2:15, and Obert, again, a runner-up last year, trying to turn the table and win one this year. They're out of bounds on the far end of the mat. They'll head back to center circle. 43 seconds remaining here at 2:15.
Going to come right down to the wire for this one. 43 seconds left.
So they're at the referee's position.
McCoy in the up position.
Yep. Whistle starts him. McCoy immediately slides to the head. Obert grabs the near side ankle, trying to possibly sit out. McCoy holding him at bay with a two-point lead. 27 seconds remaining in the match. 4-2 score here. At 215 pounds, again, McCoy stepping out near side, reaches the head, 15 seconds. Remaining aggressive is Ryan McCoy. Obert trying to sit out, trying to come around, and broken back down. Now working in a cradle is McCoy. And we're going to have the match stop with 5 seconds remaining. With too much angle on that leg, perhaps. And so 5 seconds remaining, and here we go. Whistle starts him. Over to the down position. Tries to come back around to tie the match and cannot. Unable to score reversal at the end. Ryan McCoyick comes back for a championship at 2:15. Trailing in the match.
Yeah, it was. It was not a lot of points, but a lot of energy out there.
Hillsboro has a champion at 215 pounds. Justin Obert is the runner-up for DeSoto. Tristan Fry, Royal, in third place. And Ashton Krubel, River Ridge Cassville, takes fourth place at 215. 285 pounds, it'll be Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge against Grayson Stebbins. Braden Peterson. Stebbins wrestles for third place, and he'll be taking on Ryzik Steen of Royal. There is no fifth place bout at 285 pounds. And we're looking down at the DeSoto wrestler that was injured in the match against Caden Coleman of Ithaca West and Colden. He's got crutches for him. He's unable to put anything on that knee. So we sure hope that he's able to get something this week, do a little rehab, and get back to wrestle next week in the regional. That's a coach's worst fear, is to have somebody injured this late in the season before they could possibly go and wrestle for the chance to go to state.
Now here's something very interesting. The team scores, Phil. The team scores are 4 points here, okay?
Wow.
We have a Royal kid down here at the third place match. He needs to win. And this DeSoto kid here, if Royal's going to have a shot, I don't know if that's going to give him a tie, you know?
It's going to be close, isn't it?
It's going to be close.
The old days of when they used to figure it out manually, there were people in the stands, probably is today, they would know exactly. Boys are locked up chest to chest right now. Anything can happen in these heavyweight bouts. Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge trying to throw, and Peterson DeSoto holding at bay. Boy, there's a lot of leverage there.
Oh, I tell you what. Coder on both ends.
Oh, Coder stands in. Now they'll break apart again. Both boys ready to go. This one can go either way. Again, they are locked up. Coder breaks apart. Peterson works in from the left side, going low, and now they're going to be near the scorer's table on the far side. Two-man officiating crew for the heavyweight bout. Also to protect the people at the table, too, just in case they come rumbling out of bounds. Back to the center of the mat, 50 seconds remaining in the period. Scoreless here between Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge and Peterson of DeSoto. They are locked up again. A lot of leverage there in the middle of the mat. Coder grabs the arm now. He's got a headlock there trying to break it down, and he gets his opponent to his back, and Coder, close to putting his opponent on his back, gets the takedown for three and on the board now. Bennett Coder ahead 3-0 for Kickapoo Lafarge here at 285 pounds. Coder grabs the far wrist and trying to turn him. A little leverage here with 10 seconds remaining. Officials are telling them to wrestle. Keep it going here. We got a little bit left in the period, and one period is done. 3-0. Whatever this one ends, Henry, you're next. You're going to take on the winner here, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm just going to go down in a fetal position and just go ahead and get it done.
That's what I would do.
Well,
I'd start crying first.
Down here, Brookwood is ahead down here.
Thank you.
Is it Stibbins?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Stibbins ahead of Steve from Royal.
3-0. So coming in now is the riding position is Coder for Kickapoo Lafarge. Peterson of DeSoto in the down position. These boys both look a little winded here.
They
worked hard in that first period, and the second period is underway now. 20 seconds into it, Coder now locks in. Got a headlock going, trying to turn his opponent. Now driving with the legs, turns one shoulder. Coder. Coder close to pinning his opponent. There is a championship for Kickapoo Lafarge.
And Stibbins from Brookwood actually gets the pin down there on Royal. So the points will probably stay the same.
I would think so.
It looks like this is not official, but it looks like DeSoto is going to win a team title.
Oof. very close at the end. We'll have that final in a little bit when it's all tabulated and said and done. Bennett Coder with a 3-minute, 33-second pin over his opponent, Braden Peterson of DeSoto. And you said the Brookwood wrestler won.
Brookwood, yep. Brookwood won that one, so in a pin.
So Grayson takes third. And Isaac's team takes fourth at 285 pounds. And we'll come back and take a look at some of the stats in the finals here in a moment. You're listening to Conference Tournament Wrestling Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Brock. I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
WRCO. Welcome back to Royal High School. Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament all done except the rolling of the map tape here. Joining us is co-head coach of Ithaca Weston, Troy Clary. Troy, a nice, well-run tournament this year, wasn't it?
Yep, it was. It's kind of short and sweet. But, yeah, it's a lot of nice, good competition here. Congratulations to DeSoto for winning it for quite a few years. I think for the conference, the Scenic Bluffs and stuff like that, since 1979, I think it was.
That's incredible. Thank you for your book, too. I didn't know that you carried a book. That rivals Bill Twining's book right there.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, see if him and I can put a contest together someday.
Compare notes. But so if you go back to 1979 for DeSoto, that was a Scenic Central. Yeah.
Yep. So everything but the Six Rivers was involved then, you know, like a Bangor then, you know, even I think Lafarge had a team back then.
They did. Yeah, as I recall. And but as you mentioned, DeSoto was close a few times a few years ago, too, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Like the 2010 right in there. I think four-time runner-up. So,
wow.
The Cinderella team.
They're like the Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
They finally got it done.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your wrestlers today. Anybody that stands out that you think just had a stellar day for Ithaca West?
I would say Caden Coleman. Definitely, I think that was his first tournament win, the Vinny Caliber, you know. So I was happy for him. And Nolan, you know, winning back-to-back. He won last year. And both of them guys, the seniors, going out as conference champs, you know, that's huge for them.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you've learned about next year, what they're proposing for wrestling if it does pass at the sectional level this year?
Not to learn yet. I guess I wish we'd go back to the old days and just did the regional and stuff like that. But, you know, it's the new stuff. That's what the coaches want now, and I think that's what the fans also want. So I just think next weekend I think they're – at the sectionals, they're just basically going to get votes from the coaches and make it a survey and see kind of where they're, you know, what they're favoring to, you know. I think I've heard, like, on the reach, what is now the regional, I think they're trying to do. Uh-huh. Weekend with six teams for a team sectional, I think I've heard. So it sounds like it's going to be a totally different setup. But the WIA sounds like they want to do it, but they want to get everybody, all the coaches, their opinion on it.
So you do 1 week of individuals, and the next week would be team,
correct?
And the next week would be individuals again, and then state following that. But
no, I think there is no regional. It's just going to be an individual sectional.
Oh,
okay. Then the team sectional, they're going to take, I believe, I'd probably tell you wrong, so I'm not even sure how many teams they take out of that sectional.
Okay.
But there's going to be six teams. Maybe there's two sectionals. Two sectionals to a team sectional. They take top three, maybe. I don't want to actually speculate into what it was until I see what it is. But yeah, so it's going to be a sectional without a regional. I think 16 teams will be in a regional, and then the team sectional, and then your individual state.
Okay, that would be different, but it would take the whole month of February.
Correct.
So if you wrestle a tournament such as the Scenic Bridge and Rivers next year, it would be probably in January sometime then.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to question. I mean, I don't want to lose this tournament. I mean, it's kind of nice. We're not even close to the Swall. You know, that's, you know, very elite tournament as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, this is, you know, for our school size and our area, you know, this is our tournament, you know, and the guys should be proud of how they did in it. And so I don't want to lose this tournament. We just may have to make a different weekend out of it, is all.
Yeah, well, that can be done. But well run today by Royal.
Yeah, it was, yep.
And the Ithaca alumnus Cole Huth, who's the AD.
Right.
Give him some kudos, too.
Yep, right, yep.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming up, Troy. Congratulations. Good luck next week as well.
All right, thank you, and thanks for coming up here and supporting us all.
Our pleasure, you bet. That's Troy Clary joining us, Ithaca Weston co-head coach here, along with Marcus McCauley. And congratulations again to DeSoto's Pirates, 193 to Royal Oneiwoc Center's 189. Ithaca Weston finishes third at 132. Brookwood fourth at 87. And Kickapoo LaFarge fifth at 73. Those are the top five teams of the 11. Hank Gray, thanks for your good work today.
Hey, well, thank you for having me, Phil. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's been a great day. It's been quick.
Yes, it has.
It's been a quick day.
About the same time as last year,
yes,
I understand.
Yeah, it's actually about 4 minutes earlier than last year, according to Gary Gilbert.
Gary Gilbert. Yeah. Okay, well, he would know. And we're going to turn it back over to Prairie du Chien. Lots more wrestling coming up here on WRCO Radio as Prairie du Chien is into the finals, it sounds like. So we're looking forward to listening to that on our way home. And again, some real good wrestling today. And the regionals are next week, the girls' tournament on Friday night, and the boys on Saturday. Until that time, for Henry Bray, I'm Phil Neese saying have a great day. Thanks for joining us from Royal High School on Conference Tournament Wrestling Saturday from WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Well, David Werman, they're all done.
Yeah.
In Elroy at the annual Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. Bill and Henry kept you up to date on what's going on there. We have at least a couple hours of more work ahead of us here at Prairie du Chien, where they have operated on the three-mat format for much of the day, wrestling junior varsity on mat number four. They said we were going to have a lunch break before the semifinals, but they breezed right into the semifinals, including a round of wrestlebacks. And we got our lunch break about 1:45, and they started up again about 2:15.
Yeah.
And they're still doing wrestlebacks. So can you bring us up to date, David, or do you want to just jump in and call some play-by-play, and I will try to catch up on my program?
Yeah, I'm not really sure where we're at here. I mean, we're wrestling 150 and 157 right now, but the best I can tell is, excuse me, that we haven't done any of the lightweights yet, so not really sure the rhyme or reason where we're at here, but right now on the mat, we do have Boscobel's Joe Wetter, and he's leading 8-4 over Jackson Dressler of Cuba City Benton Southwestern.
Well, maybe before we jump into that, as you basically called it, as the mat flap was held in a pin for Job Wetter. This is consolation round activity at 157 pounds. The junior from Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, has moved into the seventh place mat.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're doing that round, and then they'll come back and do the ones that'll get you into the third place match.
Yep, that very well could be. But that's at 157. Joe Bwetter has moved into the seventh-place match. Tough weight class. It has Wyatt Nachreiner and Tyson Imhoff, River Valley, Iowa Grand Highland, respectively, in the finals. And those wrestling back in the places 3-6 will be Tyler Kiesemore of Belmont Platteville, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, Jacob Dannenberg, or excuse me, Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point, and Ryder Zansevich of Fenimore. So Wetter will finish behind them and wrestle for seventh against either Cody Yoder of Dodgeville, a senior, or senior William Gonzalez of Darlington Blackhawk. Had the team scores here, I wanted to share those with you. There was some misinformation given to us earlier today. And it wasn't just me reading the score wrong. At one point, they had Mineral Point with 150 points and nobody else with more than 95. I heard some other members of the media behind us a bit later saying, wow, they had Mineral Point with 238 points at one time. Well, these are the official standings as we move into the 2:30 time slot in the afternoon. Mineral Point does lead with 155, then Fenimore with 126.5, so a 30-point lead basically for Mineral Point. Iowa Grand Highland with 120.5 in third place, Prairie du Chien in fourth with 118, Belmont Platteville 96.5, then Darlington Blackhawks, Riverdale in seventh place, just 4.5 points behind Darlington Blackhawks, and 1 point ahead of Dodgeville. River Valley has moved into ninth place. Richland Center is 10th. And bringing up the rear, Lancaster, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, and Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben. How about individuals? Well, we can tell you that from our area teams, the Riverdale Chieftains have 6 wrestlers here in the tournament. 3 of them have reached the finals. Lakota Brewer at 132 pounds, a sophomore, Junior Brody Meese at 138, and Junior Grant Matthews at 285. Those three Riverdale wrestlers are all in the finals, and I'm not sure if we made the announcement, but Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, who won the Bi-State just a few weeks ago, lost a 2-1 semifinal, and so will not wrestle Grant Matthews here in this tournament, as everybody thought that bout would happen, but it will not. So Riverdale with three in the finals. We could tell you that River Valley has two in the finals. They are Wyatt Knockreiner at 157 pounds and Blake Brickle at 190. A pair of juniors are in the finals for the Blackhawks. Coach Dan Makovec and T.J. Wanicki. Richland Center has one man in the finals. That is senior Ethan Haiti, wrestling at 120 this week after most of the season was spent at 126. Boscobel Wazika Steuben has no one in the finals. Dodgeville has three, Shane Rashan, Rhett Spurley, and Hakan Peterson. Iowa Grant Highland has three. Griffin Wineski, make that four for Iowa Grant Highland. Griffin Wineski, also Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Gavin Hinderman, all in the finals for Iowa Grant Highland. And Mineral Point has four wrestling for championships later on. The freshman Memphis Burkhalter at 106, Liam Carey at 120, Rowan Carey at 144, and Cade Rule at 175. I don't have the final tallies on the other schools, Fenimore, Prairie du Chien, Darlington Blackhawk, et cetera, but I don't think anybody here today has more than four men in the finals, and that speaks to a pretty good balance in this tournament, David Werman.
Yeah, and we talked about that on the way, down here, that we thought it was going to be a tight match or a tight tournament, you know, at the top. And for the most part, it is. And no one team is going to really stand out and take a bunch of champions. And it's going to be scattered throughout several teams. And it's certainly looking that way right now.
Have you picked the consolation round match you'd like to focus on?
Well, there's a pretty decent match down on mat one. Is Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point and Ryder Zanzavis of Fenimore. Dannenberg with a 5-4 lead here nearing the end of the match, trying to ride this out and get the one-point victory down to 25 seconds and far edge of the mat there, and Zanzavis tries to do a Gramby roll, but nice job by Dannenberg just to follow, slips the leg right in, trying to ride out the last 15 seconds here. Hold on for a victory. This is at 157 consolation. This will move the winner will move in to a chance for third place. It's looking like Sawyer Dannenberg is going to get the victory. 5-4 over Ryder Zanzavis of Fenimore.
And Dannenberg, a freshman. That's a nice win for him. 5-4, you said?
5-4.
Well, just a quick through has answered my question. The Mineral Point and Iowa Grand Highland, we said earlier, each have four men in the finals. Prairie du Chien also has four in the finals. Darlington Blackhawk joins Riverdale with three apiece in the finals. Fenimore, Belmont Platteville joined River Valley. They each have two wrestling for championships.
So a lot of balance throughout the whole lineup, top
yep.
to bottom. Looks like we have a River Valley wrestler down on mat one. I can't tell who that is. Looks like Hunter Alt. He's at 165, wrestling Brady McCartney of Lancaster. His two is for a chance to wrestle for third place to get into that third place match. Other than that, locally, not a much locally on the mat, so we'll keep an eye on Hunter here. Bill, if you ever want to fill in, go ahead. It's 0-0 midway through the first period. 165-pound match, consolation round. These guys are on their feet. head-to-head, looking for an arm tie here. And at the edge of the mat, pulls that hand off the head. Back of his head is Hunter. Oh. Guys work their way back to the center. Circling in the middle here, down to under 40 seconds in the first period. Not a lot of action in this match. They're sizing each other up. Looking for some angle to get in on a takedown. Continuing to wrestle it near the center of the mat. Under 15 seconds now, 0-0. Down to the final seconds here with the takedown there goes to McCartney as he gets the takedown just before the whistle is blown. So this is going to go to McCartney. McCartney's going to get her. It looks like Hunter is going to take the bottom. Hunter Alt this year has earned some placement medals in some tournaments. Took fourth at the Richland Invitational, fourth at the River Valley Invite, fifth at Wanakee, and seventh at Sauk Prairie. Did not place at the Bison. So 3-0 lead here for Brady McCartney. As he's on the top position riding. Alt. Alt doing a good job keeping his base, hands and knees. And you get hand control underneath there, working his way up. On deck on mat one is Mason Zelenik, it looks like. He'll be coming up shortly here after Hunter's match. Hunter tries to tripod up. He's not able to clear his hips, come to his feet. Now he's getting McCartney a little bit out of, over the top here. So high is McCartney working his way back. He's got a leg right in. Draped up over his shoulders way too high. Hunter trying to shake him over the top there. And we're going to have a stalemate. No advance. Just under a minute, 52 seconds. 3-0 lead for the start meet of Lancaster. Breaks down. All flattens him out. Hunter just trying to maintain his base, having a hard time coming to his feet. We do have Ethan Bindle of Richland Center. He is now taking his spot there as Matt 2. His opponent, Mason Mondorano of Belmont Platteville. Hunter's just not able to get much going off the bottom here. He's just working to keep his pace. Now he's up to his feet. But McCartney drops to the ankle. And that would be the end of the period. So we'll go on to the third with a 3-0 lead yet for McCartney.
There is a wrestleback match at 157 between Cody Yoder of Dodgeville and William Gonzalez of Darlington Blackhawk. That's a big lead for Yoder. And the winner of this match will go up against Joe Bwetter of Boscobel Wazika Steuben for 7.
.130 to go in the match here, 165. Still 3-0 lead now. Hunter also, he's in the top position. He's in the offense trying to get a turn here. Trying to break down McCartney. Got McCartney flattened out, working underneath, trying to get some pinning combination here. Look for a wrist underneath. As McCartney continues to work up to his base, there's a leg flipped in there. Both legs are slid in for a leg right here.
for Hunter. He's got McCartney flattened right out, but he just can't get a turn here. He's got to try to get some sort of a tilt, get some near fall points. And there's a warning on bottom against McCartney. Goes to a far half on the far side. Find something as they circle in. McCartney's able to circle out of that leg right. Comes around and comes on top, gets the reversal, takes a 5-0 lead, down to 20 seconds to go in that match. Meanwhile, Ethan Bindle's into the second period. He's down 7-0 to Mason Mondorano. Closing seconds for Hunter. He did get an escape, 5-1. And that's going to be our final 5-1 for Hunter Holt, as he is defeated by Brady McCartney at 165 pounds. So Alt will drop down to the fifth place match, and McCartney moves on and will wrestle for third. Jump over to match three, Dane Schwartz of Richmond Center. He's out there in the first period, 165 consolation. Wrestling Jonas Lobato of Darlington Blackhawks with a 4-2 lead. 30 seconds to go in that first period.
They're wrestling matches all over the bracket sheets.
I've not figured it out.
I haven't either.
Not figured it out. Dane's trying to cut the corner here. But Lobato is down in on a leg, not allowing Dane to come around to cover the hip.
And Ethan Bindle is on his back, giving up near fall points, and he will surrender the pin at 215 pounds to Mason Mondorano, a senior of Belmont Platteville. It is 3 minutes and 23 seconds, the pin time for Mondorano, and Bindle will drop down and wrestle for fifth place.
Back to Dane Schwartz. He still holds a 4-2 lead. Just gets it 5-2 as he gets escaped early in the second period. So good job there for him to take a 3-point lead. Gets himself a little out of position, gets up the takedown. That makes it tied 5-5, but he pops right up to his feet, breaks the handlock, gets the escape. Not a very good attempt at a takedown there. Got him in a bad position, and his opponent, Lobato, was just able to take advantage of that. Both guys are on their feet. Just over a minute to go in this one, 65-pound consolation match, as Lobato's down in on another deep single leg. Switches to a double, head outside. Schwartz is doing a good job with his cross face, trying to lift that ankle. Lift that ankle, drive that cross face. Keep an eye on Dane's match. Also, we got Mason Jelinek on the far end. He just started. Dane is holding on to a 6-5 lead here. He's trying not to give up that point there, which he's doing a good job there. He breaks that ankle, flatten that hip. Nice job there. He spun and got the takedown. It was a hard 3 points. Now he's got him on his back. He's got Lobato on his back, and he got the pin. Nice job. And a 337 pin for Dane Schwartz at 165.
And Dane will move into the seventh place match for Richland Center.
Mason Jelinek down there on mat one at 190. The senior is facing a senior from Fenimore, Drew Krubel. That is at 0-0. Battling inside. It's got a front headlock there is Krubel. Locking up a head throw there. Mason do a nice job
keeping his hips low, staying away. Just down underneath that, steps out, breaks free. Got a nice shot, a double leg, deep double leg, got him down on the backside, turns and gets the three-point takedown. Nice takedown way to recover from that head tie. Nice deep double leg, takes control with a 3-0 lead. Working underneath there, trying to dig out an arm. There he had a one count on near fall, no point. Little ball and chain is what he had. Now he goes to the coffee grinder. Head in the arm, deep tight waist, slides the arm in for an arm bar, looking for the far wrist, setting up a good pinning combination here, but not a lot of time here, only 10 seconds in the period. Looking the edge of the mat. Don't think he's going to get a turn. Yep, we're going to run out of time, but nice job. Way to come in with that takedown to take the 3-0 lead at the end of the period. Into the third period now. Mason will be on top. Good breakdown, drops down to the knees, flattens him back out, takes and keeps control of Struble of Fenimore. That arm bar there, far side, Struble pops up to his feet. Mason's got a retreat, comes back in right away, trying to keep control as he dives into the legs, but he's going to give up a reversal. Now he still leads by one, 1:20 to go in the match. He's the wrestler in the center here. Struble's going to cut him loose, give him the one. 2-point lead now for Mason. Got to watch out. Here's that 3-point takedown that can really affect the match here with a 2-point lead. A takedown would give him the lead for Struble, but Mason's got to set up that good double leg like he had the last time. There he's in down deep on the single, head inside single. Head up off the mat. You got to turn and follow. Now you got to work off. About gave up the takedown, but fortunately he went off the edge of the mat. Down to 43 seconds. Quick shot off the whistle, but Struble was able to spin right out of that. Both guys back on their feet. Tying up, upper body underhook. 30 seconds, 2-point lead for Jelinek. Guys circling right in the center of the circle. As you get over top of the head. In good position. Good single leg. Come on, drive in through it. Drive in through it. Down to 10 seconds. Got a fight here. You got to drive through it. Don't give up. He's in on a single, but Struble trying to cut the corner. Going to run out of time, I think, though. Oh, he did give him the takedown. Ooh. Tough one there for Mason. Took a shot. Not probably the best shot, but Struble was able to counter on that. Referee calls the takedown, so it's going to be a 5-4 victory for Drew Struble of Fenimore as he defeats Mason Jelinek of Richmond Center.
Tough loss for Mason. Struble will go on to wrestle for third place here at the conference tournament. Jelinek will compete for fifth a bit later on this afternoon. And we'll have more from Prairie du Chien in just a moment. You're listening to the All-SWIL SWC Conference Clash at Prairie du Chien High School. We'll be back in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Still trying to sort things out here at Prairie du Chien High School, where they started out apparently at about 157 pounds in this particular round, and now they're wrapping around to the lightweights. And they finished the previous round in the upper weight. So David and I haven't figured it out. It's over our head, that's for sure.
Not much over our head right now either.
Bring you up to date on the team scores at this point in the tournament. Mineral Point is leading with 167. Fenimore in second place has narrowed the gap just a bit at 150 and a half. Iowa Grand Highland, the defending champion, in third at 136 and a half. Prairie du Chien fourth, 126. Belmont Platteville fifth at 103. Darlington Blackhawk, Riverdale number seven, a point ahead of Dodgeville. River Valley in ninth place, and then Lancaster, Richland Center, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, and Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben. This particular round, we are way behind the tournament that was completed 45 minutes ago at Royal High School, the annual Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference event. We have not gotten to any of the placement matches yet. First, third, fifth, or seventh. The matches that we are having right now are matches to determine who will wrestle for seventh or who will win and wrestle for third or lose and then drop down and wrestle for fifth. So that's where we are at Prairie du Chien High School.
Bill, right now we got a couple Riverdale wrestlers out there. Wyatt Schramm, the freshman, he is out there facing William Credeville of Lancaster, currently down 3-0. Matt, too, is 113. James Graham, he is facing Lennon Stewart of Inner Point, and he is down 12-3. Keep an eye on those guys. And Blake South of Dodgeville, the senior, he is on Matt 3. He's facing Keaton Achenbach of Prairie du Chien. He's leading that match 3-0. Aiden Stibbe, he's going to be on deck on mat 4 as the varsity is now taking over all four mats. JV wrestlers are all completed. On mat 1, William Credeville is looking for a pin as he's got Wyatt Schramm on his back, trying to add to his lead of 5-0. Does get some near fall. Goes up 9-0 as Wyatt is able to work back to his stomach. His brother James Schramm is into the third period in a deficit 17-4.
against the senior from Mineral Point, Lennon Ewart. Again, Cradiville has Wyatt Trim on his back looking for a pin. There it is, the pin in exactly 3 minutes. A pin for William Cradiville at 106. As he defeats Wyatt Trim. 3 minutes. 3 minutes even?
Correct.
So Wyatt Trim will wrestle for fifth place against Keithan Achenbach of Curry Deschene. And Will Cradiville of Lancaster goes on to meet Blake Faust of Dodgeville for third.
And our other final for James Trim.
Yes.
As he is defeated by a score of 20-4 to Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point.
So James Trim, like his brother, will wrestle for fifth place.